offering ourselves at your divine lotus feet, we, the students of Sri Satya Sai Gurukulam English Medium School Rajahmundry, offer a drama entitled Sri Krishna Krupa Sagaram. Lord, you have often enunciated that end of education is character. In your inimitable style, you have often reminded us that
Sadgunambulu, Sadbuddhi, Satya Nirati, Bhakti, Kramasikshana, Kartavya Palanambu, Nerpunade Vidya, Vidyardi Nerpavalayu, Satyamunu Telupubata, E. Sai Mata. This drama is based on the ideals set by you as a student in your previous avatar as Sri Krishna. We have humbly attempted to dwell upon the strength of character, the ideal of gratitude, the magnanimity of divine love, and your lasting assurance to the mankind. Swami, we, your students from Rajahmundry School, have nothing more to offer than our hearts. This drama is only a medium to relive your teachings and your memories. Lord, please accept this little offering and our little hearts. Make our hearts worthy of your presence. Make our lives reflection of your love. Jai Sai Ram.
Mahatma Sandipani, I bring to you the grateful pranams of Emperor Ugrasena and the royal signs of the mighty throne of Mathura. I present to you Balarama and Krishna, the sons of Vasudeva.
Pranams Mantrivarya, let the Emperor know that I am glad to accept both Krishna and Balarama.
Pranams Gurudev.
Pranams dear ones. Ah, how divine. The intensity in your look, the beauty in your smile, tell me that you are no normal being. I have only heard rumors about you, but now I am forced to believe them to be true.
What have you heard about me, Gurudeva?
That you have undertaken things that no human can ever achieve. Killing demons, lifting mountains, and subduing dangerous beasts.
Aren't you the great sage who is teaching pupils to kill the demons of anger, lust and greed, teaching them to lift mountains of despair and subduing the dangerous impulses of their minds?
Karshate iti Krishna, you attract with your looks and sweet words. Minister, assure the king that from today these boys shall grow under my care and they shall be taught all the forms of knowledge.
It is a great privilege that you have kindly consented. I shall convey to the king and I am sure he will be glad. I shall take your leave now.
Sadhu, sadhu. Sudama, Sudama.
Pranams Gurudev.
Sudama, he is Krishna and he is Balarama. They have joined the ashram today. Take them to your cottage. They will stay with you. From today, be like brothers. Let each of you live for the other and all live for God.
As you say, Gurudeva. Krishna, Balarama, come this way.
Parameshwara, I do not understand. It is few minutes ago that I have met this Krishna, yet it feels as if I have known him over lifetimes. He is so endearing. His presence melts the world around into insignificance. He appears very special.
Come Krishna, come Balarama, place your mat there, place your baggage in that corner.
This place is very clean, Sudama.
Yes Krishna, I cleaned it.
Is it?
Yes, in our ashram, we do not have any servants. Gurudev tells us that discipline is the first language, devotion and duty are the second and third languages.
That's so nice to hear, Sudama.
Yes, Krishna, sweeping the rooms, preparing the food, attending to the cows, everything is done by students.
Oh, wonderful. I love attending to cows.
Yes, yes. Krishna is an expert cowherd, the perfect Gopala, leading the astray onto the right path.
It solves my problem then. Since you say you know how to attend to cows, please take care of Goshala.
Please tell Gurudev that I will be very glad to do it. My brother Balram is an expert in medicinal herbs.
Then Balram, you shall assist Gurudev in treating the sick students.
Treating the sick? From now on, there will be no sickness in this ashram.
How can you say that, Balram?
How can disease and death ever set its foot when Krishna is around?
Oh, Is Krishna an expert doctor too?
Oh yes, he's the only doctor who can cure the deadly disease of Bhavaroga.
I do not understand what you say.
You will soon understand what I mean.
Maybe this is how royals speak. My father is a poor Brahmin and you must be of a royal family.
Know this, Sudama. These differences imposed by society do not matter to me. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. And there is only one religion. It is a religion of love. We are bound by heart-to-heart relationship, Sudama. I am your true friend.
Krishna, do you call yourself my friend? Do you know what it takes to be a true friend?
Tell me.
To never leave and to bear all responsibility is true friendship.
Then from today, I promise you that I bear your responsibility. And come what may, I shall never leave you, Sudama.
There is something special in you, Krishna. Here come our friends. Brothers, Balarama and Krishna from Mathura have joined the ashram today.
Aren't you the boys who killed the king Kamsa?
Did you see us killing him?
People say many things. You should not blindly believe everything.
Sudipta, look at them. How is it ever possible for such small boys to kill Kamsa?
Let us not waste time on such gossip. We should focus on our studies. Even though Gurudev doesn't agree, I feel if we study well, we can become ministers in King Ugrasena's court.
End of education is not living. It is character. Even birds and beasts that don't study anything fill their bellies and live happily.
Chadulanniyu chadivi chala vivekiyai magiditan neruvedu mandamatudu enta chaduvu chadivi yeriti nunnanu heenudavagunambu manaledu tarachi chaduvu chaduva tarkavadame gani పూర్ణ జ్ఞానమెప్పుడు పొందలేడు చదువులన్నీ చదివి చావంగ నేటికి చావులేని చదువు చదవవలయు.
యూ స్పీక్ సో వెల్. హూ టాట్ యు ఆల్ దిస్?
ఆల్ గుడ్ థింగ్స్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ విదిన్, ద్విజ.
How do you know my name?
Take this Japmala. You can use it instead of yours that snapped last night. I got this for you all the way from Mathura.
How do you know that my mala has snapped? I haven't told anybody.
I just know.
Krishna plays the flute very well.
Krishna, how divine is your music. You are no ordinary mortal. you must be a Deva, born as a human, probably to redeem some curse. From now on, why don't you lead the prayers in the ashram?
As you command, Gurudeva, I will lead the prayers.
Krishna, we should start returning to the ashram quickly. I think we have collected enough firewood. It might rain any time. Moreover, staying late in this forest is not advisable.
Do not worry, Sudama. Nothing will happen to us. We have come on our Guru's work. No ill will ever befall the one who serves his Guru.
But we shouldn't have started late from the ashram. Look, the drizzle has already started.
Didn't you notice the kitchen? There is no wood left. What if some urgency befalls in the night and some guests arrive? Never should our actions and attitude tarnish the image of our Guru.
What you say is right. But tell me one thing. How is it that when you move in the forest, all the animals behave strangely? Usually, the deer run away even if a twig twitches. But when you walk, they stand still and begin to observe you. What is so special in you, Krishna?
Probably they might be looking at you, Sudama, not me.
No, no. All the students have seen it many times. When you milk the cows, they give double the yield and move just around you. You must be the god of attraction.
It is love, Sudama. The whole world around you is only a reflection. When you fill your heart with love, you begin to receive only love. You wait here and guard this pile. I'll go and bring the other pile.
Come quickly, Krishna. I will wait here.
All right.
Oh, it is so cold here. I feel very hungry. I shall eat this gram. Gurudev wanted me to share with Krishna too. But I am very hungry. I have to eat this before Krishna comes.
Sudama? Sudama?
Ah, Krishna, you said you will come early?
I know, but the wind scattered the twigs away and I had to pile them again. Anyway, you seem to be very hungry, Sudama.
Yes, Krishna, I am very hungry.
You could have eaten the grams that our Gurudev gave. Why were you waiting for me?
Krishna, I did not notice, but my cloth must have got caught to a branch. It is torn and the grams have fallen away.
Then take these, Sudama.
Where did you get them?
Last time when Gurudev gave me some gram, I hid some for you. Here.
You must be hungry. You eat them.
Why, Sudama?
But Krishna, I don't deserve them. The grams did not fall away. I was very hungry. I have eaten away your share too. Forgive me, Krishna. I am sorry.
It is okay, Sudama. Past is past. Come, stop crying now.
Aren't you angry that I cheated you, Krishna? Aren't you upset that I ate your share?
Why should I be? Haven't I said that I am your true friend? Your happiness is my food.
How do you love everyone so much, Krishna?
It is very simple. Come, let us start moving. I'll explain while we walk. Gurudeva will be waiting for us. 6 years pass by. Krishna and Balarama have learnt all the fields of knowledge from their guru Sandipani, and time has come for them to leave.
Krishna, Balarama, time flies and it only feels like yesterday when you walked into the ashram. I have taught you all the fields of knowledge that I know. The time has now come for you to begin your worldly responsibilities.
Gurudev, we are grateful for the knowledge that you have imparted. Now, it is our responsibility to express our gratitude to you.
Gurudev, please tell us, what can we offer as Guru Dakshina?
All I seek is your welfare, my children. Be good. Earn a good name for you and your parents. God has given me all that I need.
Gurudev, aren't our hearts and minds pure enough that you refuse to accept anything from us?
Why would I ever refuse to receive anything from your hands? I have not seen anyone like you till now. Hundreds have studied under my care, students of great lineage, sons of great Maharshis, and yet no one was so special, so pure, and so loving like you. This ashram wouldn't be the same without you, Krishna. All of us, especially this unfortunate father, will miss you dearly, my child.
I am grateful for your love, Gurudev. But pray, may I be allowed to ask you a question?
Ask, my dear one.
Why do you call yourself an unfortunate father? We never heard anything about your children. In fact, many believe that you never had a child.
I am pained beyond words whenever I talk about my son. Hence, I chose never to mention it.
What happened to your son?
He was probably a little older than you. He had the same mischievous smile and his voice was similar to yours. Years ago, we had gone to bathe in the ocean, and right in front of our eyes, a monstrous wave appeared from nowhere and pulled my son into the sea. He was not seen after that.
Gurudev, I pray that you permit us to bring your son back to you. That shall be our Guru Dakshina.
But it was many years ago. He would have returned had he survived.
Gurudev, I promise you that in 3 days from today, we will return with your son.
How is it even possible, Krishna?
Gurudev, is it not you who taught us? Mukam karoti vachalam, pangum langhayate girim, yat kripatamaham vande paramananda ishwaram. With the grace of Ishwara, even the dumb can talk, the lame can climb mountains. Allow us to realize this grace and see what we can achieve.
Krishna, I do not understand the reason yet. But deep within, listening to your words, I am beginning to feel a sense of comfort. I know it is no ordinary task, and yet my heart tells me that nothing is impossible, especially to you, Krishna. Vijayostu, Vijayostu.
Krishna, the time has finally come.
Yes, brother. Let us see what our Sagara says. O Sagara, I stand here at your shores with a request.
O Lord, the emperor of this universe, accept my pranams. Tell me, what do you command of this servant?
O Sagara, a few years ago, on this very shore, your waves have consumed the son of my Guru Sandipani. I command you to give him back.
O Karuna Sindhu, deep within this ocean lies a Rakshasa named Shankasura. He is wicked and cruel. It is his pastime to create large waves, drag young men into the ocean, kill them and consume their flesh. He has taken away the boy. O Lord, I have been praying to redeem me from his evil presence. And now, I realize that you have finally come here with this excuse.
O Sagara, the time has finally come to eliminate him. Tell us, where does he stay?
Lord, my waves have washed ashore that conch. It is called Panchajani. This is the most powerful conch that was ever crafted by me. This Rakshasa forcibly took it away and began to stay in it. He has currently gone out for his prey and may return any time now.
Krishna, there he comes.
Ah, Sagara, my hunger is never satiated. Looks like today you brought me not one, but two young boys.
Their flesh looks supple.
I shall feast on them merrily.
O Asura, return the son of Sandipani. I shall forgive all your sins and will let you live.
Will you forgive me? Oh, will you let me live? Your Purvadatta is long digested in my belly. Come, I will send you to him. You can play with him here.
Do you dare to touch Krishna? Try.
Ah, what is this? I can't move my legs. Ah, my hands are going numb. Ah, what is happening to my body? This pain is unbearable. Ah!
Krishna, I will deal with this Rakshasa.
Oh Lord, how blessed is this hour and this day. I am grateful to you. As a token of my gratitude, please accept the Panchajanya.
So be it, Sagara. From this day, this conch shall herald my presence.
అడవి లోపలున్న ఆకాశమునన్న పట్టణమునన్న పల్లెనున్న గుట్ట మీదనున్న నట్టేటనున్నను మదిని సాయి నిన్ను మరువడిప్పుడు మదిని సాయి నిన్ను మరువడిప్పుడు
లార్డ్ యాజ్ అ మార్క్ ఆఫ్ యోర్ విజిట్ ఐ ప్రామిస్ యు that anyone who enters the sea bearing your name shall never be drowned.
Krishna, now that the body of Purvadatta has vanished, his soul must have gone to Yamaloka.
You are right, brother. Let us go there and meet Yamadharma Raja.
వితల సుతల తలాతల రసాతల మహాతళ పాతాళ పరిపాలకుండ ధర్మాధర్మ విశ్లేషితుండ నిఖిల చరాచర ప్రాణకోటి జీవన నిగ్రహుండ కాలఘోర భయంకర విగ్రహ స్వరూపుండ యవ్వుండ.
మై లార్డ్, వి హావ్ ఎ స్ట్రేంజ్ సిచ్యువేషన్.
వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ చిత్రగుప్త?
ద సెంట్రీ సెట్ ద గేట్ are reporting that two kids have arrived in their physical bodies.
and are seeking your presence.
What? How is it ever possible to come here in a human body? Is it some Rakshasa Maya?
I don't think so, my lord. The guards tell us that the manners are very disarming. They report that these boys carry a strange divine presence.
Interesting. These boys came to Yamaloka in their physical bodies. You also tell me that they radiate a divine aura. They must be great yogis disguised as boys. They might have come here to communicate something important. Please bring them in.
As you command, my lord. Guards, bring the boys in.
Lord, forgive me. Forgive my guards. We did not know it was you. Had we known it earlier, we would have welcomed you in a royal procession.
O Yamadharma Raja, there is no need to seek my forgiveness. You and your guards have done your duty. I have come here unannounced for a reason.
O Lord of the universe, you can beckon anyone at your will. And yet, you chose to come here? The reason must definitely have been compelling.
O Yamadharma Raja, I want you to return Purvadat, the son of my Guru Sandipani.
Yes, my lord. However, we carry only the subtle and causal bodies to Yamaloka. The physical body merges back into the elements of the earth.
Do not worry about his physical body. I shall bestow it. However, it is his soul that I want you to return.
As you will, my lord.
Om Trimbakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Purvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritat.
Permitted, I pray to seek a clarification, O Lord.
Go ahead.
Lord, it is you who crafted these rules of life and death. It is you who designed a beginning and an end. And yet, why do you choose to make an exception to Sandipani's son?
O Yamadharma, it is to set an example to the world. Sandipani served his students selflessly. His every act was driven by noble intentions. It is my assurance to help and guard anyone who walks this path. It is to demonstrate to the world that if required, in the service of such devotees, I shall kill demons, summon oceans, climb into the skies and even break my own rules, all to fulfill their wishes.
Dhanyosmi Prabhu, dhanyosmi.
Gurudev, Gurudev.
What is it, Sudama? Why are you panting?
Gurudev, Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram.
What? Have they come? Krishna and Balaram? Krishna?
Purva!
Where have you been, Purvadat? Where have you been this long?
I do not remember anything, Father. All that I can recall was that I was pulled into the ocean by a monstrous wave.
I am at loss of words, Krishna. It was 16 years ago that my son disappeared. And yet, he looks just the same today.
Gurudev, All that matters now is that your son is back. Who are you, my child? Who are you? How did you bring him back? I have knocked every door, sought the guidance of every Maharshi. I have observed penance and fasted. And yet, there was no answer.
Grieve no more, Master.
And since you seek so earnestly, I reveal this to you on this day. I have a mission to redeem mankind of all suffering and bestow joy. I have a vow to bring the astray to the path of righteousness. I take pride in granting protection to those who serve with love and discipline. For me, devotion is to treat both happiness and sorrow alike. Who are you?
Who am I? I am you.
I am Balarama. I am Sudama and I am also Purvadat. I am this ashram, this forest and this breeze. I am the hymn that you chant and the Lord that they praise. I am the path, the walk and the destination. I am the past that succumbed your son and I am the present that brought him back. I am also the future into which everything shall merge. I am I.
Aham Brahmasmi.
సదయ హృదయ మధుర మోహన ఘన శ్యామ సుందర స్వామి ఆనంద ప్రదాయి మందాలా రాసియోలి
విద్యాదాయక బుద్ధి ప్రదాయక Shoot it, honey, and be my name. Shankara, Dhimi 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 Dh
ಭಯಂಕರ ಗಿರಿಜಾಶಂಕರ ದಿಮಿ 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 ತಕನ ಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಶಾಕ ಶೇಖರ ಹರ ಬಂ ಹರ ಬಂ 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 ಬೋಲೋ ಹರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಶಾಕ ಶೇಖರ ಹರ ಬಂ ಹರ ಬಂ 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 ಬೋಲೋ ಭಯಂಕರ ಗಿರಿಜಾಶಂಕರ ದಿಮಿ 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 ತಕನ ಭಯಂಕರ ಗಿರಿಜಾಶಂಕರ
ಜಯ ಬೋಲೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ नित्य साई बाबा जी की जय।